The impact of cannabis on mental and brain health. Let's take a moment to talk honestly about cannabis and how it affects the brain and mental well-being. A lot of people use marijuana because it helps them relax, unwind, or cope with stress. Some even feel like it's harmless. But the reality is a little more complicated, and understanding that can really empower you to make healthier choices for yourself or the people you care about. Cannabis has a real, measurable impact on the brain, especially a brain that's still developing. Our brains keep growing and wiring themselves until around age 25. That means kids, teens, and young adults are more vulnerable to the effects of marijuana than they might realize. Even in adults, cannabis can influence things like memory, attention, motivation, decision-making, and emotional balance. One of the biggest areas affected is the brain's gray matter. That's the part of the brain that helps you think, feel, and stay motivated. Regular cannabis use can reduce gray matter over time, especially in the areas responsible for emotional regulation and drive. Another area that's highly sensitive is the hippocampus, your memory and learning center. Long-term marijuana use can shrink the hippocampus, making it harder to concentrate or remember things. That's one reason why students or young adults who use cannabis heavily may struggle with learning or information retention. There's also the part of the brain called the orbitofrontal cortex. This region helps with decision-making and emotional control. Cannabis can alter how this area functions. In the moment, it can heighten activity, sometimes leading to impulsive decisions or emotional swings. But with long-term use, heavy cannabis consumption can reduce volume in this area too, impacting planning and stress management. Now, let's talk about short-term effects. Even occasional use can affect your sense of time, coordination, memory, focus, and reaction speed. This is true for both teens and adults. Some people may also experience anxiety, paranoia, or confusion during or after use. But the long-term effects are even more important to understand, especially if someone starts young. Early and frequent cannabis use can interfere with how the brain forms connections. These connections help us regulate emotions, learn, solve problems, and stay mentally flexible. Disrupting them can have lasting consequences, sometimes even permanent ones. Cannabis can also influence mental health in ways people don't always expect. For some, marijuana increases anxiety or creates feelings of paranoia. Some experience panic attacks or episodes of confusion. In more serious cases, heavy use, especially with high-potency products, can increase the risk of psychosis. That may include hallucinations, paranoia, or trouble separating what's real from what's not. There's also a connection between long-term cannabis use and higher rates of depression, social anxiety, and even suicidal thoughts. These risks increase when use begins early or becomes frequent. So, why does all of this matter? Because when you understand how cannabis affects the brain and emotions, you can make informed choices, choices that support your long-term well-being. Whether you're exploring your own relationship with cannabis, supporting someone you love, or simply learning more, knowledge gives you power. If you notice cannabis affecting your memory, mood, relationships, or motivation, or if you feel like it's become a coping tool you rely on, you're not alone. There are ways to get support. Talking with a therapist or counselor can help you sort through your relationship with cannabis, understand what role it's playing in your life, and build healthier ways to manage stress and emotions. You deserve clarity, you deserve stability, and you deserve a life where you're truly in control, not shaped by substances or overwhelmed by the emotions they stir up. And whenever you're ready, there are people and tools available to support you every step of the way.